So we're back on the air. Oh, we were probably on the air the whole time.
Were we?
Are we on the air? We're on the air. Got Spinal Tap here tonight.
Spinal Tap?
You know they're releasing Spinal Tap.
Is this
DVD.
Spinal Tap going to be on in the background while we're on the radio, Raj?
I don't know. You're the producer guy.
Well, I don't know what it is.
This is Spinal Tap. You write for a music rag?
Well, I don't. The only Spinal Tap that I have ever listened to is the first one.
This is a soundtrack.
It's not, is it?
Hell,
well, then all I listened to was Big Bottom, and I didn't hear Big Bottom at all.
Okay. No more beer
for Phil.
Like,
I thought this was Break Like the Wind or something like that.
I thought it was Soundgarden.
How many hair did I give you?
Two.
Did you use them?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want another one. I'm done. I'm cut myself off.
Hold on to this for a minute.
Oh, okay. Why? Are you scared you'll use it?
No.
Oh, they put a date on them.
So you can't bring it back, like, tomorrow?
So they force you to get
drunk tonight. Hey, I got another one of these left from last night. Can I get a drink?
My ball's in the water.
So have you been to the Thump shows?
Yes, I like going to the Thump shows. There's people at them.
There is, huh?
Yeah.
There's not at these ones.
No.
Well, there's a few.
These are
speaking of people, here come the people in Jupiter Lander.
Should we give up a microphone?
We got two microphones sitting right there for y'all.
Can I bum a cigarette?
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh. USA Gold? Those are top of the line.
Oh, they're not even opened.
I mean, they
not
don't
even
call
opened.
Them USA Gold.
I can't open someone else's cigarette.
That's, job, man.
That's like sleeping with someone's wife.
USA Gold. Those are, they're gold quality. Like, isn't there different levels?
Bronze, silver,
bronze,
gold.
USA bronze.
Jeez, it's kind of like gasoline at Amoco.
It's like Goldschlager, a little flecks of gold in each drag.
Or no, it's like car washes at Amoco. I'll have the gold wash. Thank you.
So if you get
8 gallons, you get a buck off the gold wash.
Ooh.
I'd like the underbelly rust treatment.
I get that on my Comet.
I've washed my new car more than I washed any other car I owned in my life.
Really?
Yep. Like once a week.
So let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what do you guys think of Motorhead not coming here?
Oh, it sucked.
Motorhead not coming here?
Motorhead didn't come here.
they were scheduled for like June.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys covered this on your show, but I think that was the biggest travesty in this town.
Yeah, it sucked big time.
Well,
we got an interview with Nashville Pussy, though. Out of the whole deal that I haven't put on Yahtzee yet.
Did they get topless for you, or was it all over the
phone? Well, it was over the phone.
They're probably topless over the phone.
It was going to be backstage at the show, but
you can only hope. You can't hope.
That
would have
been awesome because then I could take
look at
pictures
that, there's more.
Instead of relying on their publicity person to send them to me, which they haven't done yet. So anyway, why don't the
publicity
Jupiter
people suck?
I know. You should let Katie know that.
Well, except Yahtzee's publicity person.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Well, anyway, Jupiter Landers, why don't you give us your name and position for all the listeners out there?
All right, I'll start with myself, I guess. I'm Aaron, and I'm a guitar player, sort of, and a vocalist, sort of.
And clavicle.
Clavicle as well.
Have you never pulled that out?
Hi, I'm Paul. I play the, we call them drums, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm Brad. I play the bass and am a freelance gynecologist.
Hey, all
well,
right.
Well, the fact of the matter is nobody knows who we are just because, we're not Chad James, so we have trouble. We have trouble
yes!
around town. We have trouble because Chad James is
in our
band.
The Yahtzee drinking game, you have to drink.
So this is the first time we've ever had an audience for it.
Yeah,
for
I'm
the
getting
kind
of nervous.
Well, this is interesting.
I'm probably going to say Chad James
the first
a lot.
Time anybody's.
When I get nervous, I say Chad James. Chad doesn't own a computer, so he's not listening. Although, I don't know, he might.
Yeah, I don't know now that he manages a big bar, you know, nobody else can get it.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Now that Chad
Drames owns he basically owns it, and nobody else can play except for them. So.
Except for Chad.
Ouch.
Well, it's not really knock on Chad. It's just
actually. Lay Dirty Frenchmen have been like trying to talk about doing a show at Ralph's, and
as long
like
as Mothman's place
with
you
guys.
Yeah, you know we've really wanted to play with those Dirty Frenchmen.
That's been our aim, is like we want to set up a show with you guys, basically.
Well, that would be very nice. I heard that was supposed to happen, but I'm not sure why it didn't.
Well, we just haven't been on the ball really. But
I thought it was the Chad James fiasco.
No, it wasn't. It was more a lack of action than anything. Which you know the action hasn't happened yet.
That's standard Phil operating for either any Phil.
Yeah.
Lazy.
But,
like, well, I only show
it's
I only
probably
going
to need to happen,
show.
Like, next month, probably, because this month we've already got a bunch of shows kind of set up.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you guys. I haven't caught you yet.
Oh, yeah? Our last show was
I heard it was
fucked.
Busy. That's what I heard.
It was a lot of booze went into that night.
Yeah, booze are good.
But it was fun. We're gonna have play this next week, actually, next Tuesday.
You can't host then.
Huh?
You can't be a host.
I'm not
then,
gonna
right?
be a host for that.
That would be a conflict of interest.
I'll just be a guy there.
Okay.
But it's been a while since I've seen you guys play.
Yeah, we've been on a hiatus. I think everybody's been working and. I think everybody, you know, just including Brad, has been working.
And it's summertime.
That's true.
There's too much shit to do.
And there's no shows. Yeah. We can't get any shows.
No one's in town.
We're just not Caesars enough to pull it off.
Well, you've got 50 times more people here than the last time.
Well, that's pretty good. Who did you guys have last week?
I wasn't here at the last one, so I don't know.
The last one was Solaris.
Who's that?
I bet I wouldn't have
They're
liked
like members of Black Eyed Susan.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, damn.
Did you get the hippie crowd in here?
We got a...
Is there James in that band?
I think he manages them.
I don't know. The last two bands that have been here have been, like, really, really lousy turnouts. Like, well, I shouldn't say that.
Did somebody put Julie in here, though?
Four or five people, I suppose. And who was it? Strap Hanger, who were here, they only had like a couple of people, which is kind of bad because they're from Grand Forks.
Yeah, we've been waiting a while to do this.
My mic stand needs Viagra.
Well, we've been waiting a while to do this. I'm surprised.
I am doing the comedy thing.
Yeah, this is a comedy routine, I guess. I'm surprised nobody's mentioned how much I sweat.
Well, I sweat a lot too. No problem. I was in band practice and it was in a really small non-ventilated room and I was like completely wet. Like
that's how we are in our new practice spot we got.
Where do you have a practice spot then?
I don't know if we can say that over the air, but we got a practice spot that's really it's like a one room
the one
like
room brick.
Yeah, it's a one room oven is what it basically is.
At the Hotel Donaldson?
Basically, yeah.
Upstairs.
So do you there's no ventilation or any
None.
Of that shit. So you guys are paying your dues then.
Yeah. I pay my dues just walking around then.
So I got a little bit of trivia that we can throw into this interview. What did you guys and Man's Ruin have a little
Not much. I that was me actually. I did some things and I got an email back from Man's Ruin, which was a pretty cool thing actually. Before I even started with these little guys.
Oh, really? Just you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was Jupiter Lander. That was when I was writing stuff before, and I got one measly email saying they liked it, and that's it. But it was a pretty cool thing.
Still.
It was the neatest thing that's ever happened to me, I'll tell you that.
That's it's better than them emailing you specifically to tell you it sucks.
They've never...
at least they would have taken the time.
You should really give it up, man.
Well, we were thinking about recording, you know, and putting out something, but we're just watching the bands fall after they put out CDs, so we're
yes.
We're deciding that's a bad plan.
That's a bad Fargo move.
Yeah.
Don't release a CD.
Yeah, do not release a local CD or you're doomed.
you'll be broke up within like 3 or 4 weeks probably.
Hey, if anybody from Control D is listening, Brad wants to play bass. He'll be good for you.
I actually have heard that Control D might have a bass player.
Oh, yeah? Who would that be?
Is it Chad James?
No, it's not.
Oh, thank God. And that's not a knock on Chad, that's not a knock on you. You're in every band in town.
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say, but I've heard that somebody's going to be playing bass for him. So.
Well, that's good. At least they're a good enough band. They shouldn't. You know, they shouldn't just break up like
so
that.
I don't think they're officially broke up. But
well, I just talked to Jared, and he was, like, pretty down about it, though. So.
Really?
Yeah, he was saying that, well, I don't know if we should, you know, name names. He just sold his gear, huh, Ryan? Just sold his gear?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know the story behind it.
Just say names. But.
Well, you know, everybody knows who he is. I mean, everybody's going to listen to this anyway.
Well, I talked to him once recently, and he mentioned that he'd kind of like to play guitar rather than bass, so maybe he just wants to do some guitar stuff with somebody.
Guitar players get all the chicks.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Except for the fat ones.
All right, there you go. What's the fat guitarist
or
the fat chick?
That's rad. So do you have any interesting questions that we can answer? Or?
How about you, Phil?
No, I never have any interesting
questions.
I'm
fresh out of
I'm sure
questions.
That you guys, you don't know us so well.
We don't have interesting answers anyway. So.
Well,
this was my first experience.
Oh, what did you think?
I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
He'll vouch. I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Wow. That I don't say that very often.
And I'll go on record as saying that I've long thought Jupiter Lander are my favorite local band.
And he told me that he said they were his second favorite band.
Well, besides Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I only caught the tail end of the Frenchmen show at Ralph's, and I thought it was pretty cool. But just
that
because
was
it was really
bad
sweaty.
Show, though. That was really bad because we were in crabby moods or something like that.
Kind of like Fleetwood Mac?
The Eagles show or something. Yeah, like we were kind of like Fleetwood Mac that night.
Kind of like Chad James.
Well, Justin was dating Todd, and I was dating Troy, and we broke up that night.
That's tough. That's
tough. You know, that's what happens when bands...
Yeah, when those bands, you can't have relationships in the band, I tell you. And it hurts. Literally.
So
are you available now?
Which of you three are dating now, then?
My view?
Brad and I here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Aaron joins in every now and then.
Yeah, it's kind of like
just give
like a three-way.
You know.
Yeah, that's about
it's
all.
A little too much.
That's about all that excites me, basically, big boot in the ass.
So I don't know if any of you guys have been playing in any other bands like over the years. As far as I know, like Jupiter Lander is the first thing you guys.
Yep, it is absolutely the first thing I've ever done. Oh yeah,
really?
You know,
100%.
I mean, you can.
I thought you'd check out your Yahtzee band list and you'd see. I bet if you
never looked at
it.
What's that?
I don't look at. I only look at like.
He only looks at his own name.
No.
Where am I?
I've only looked at like a few bands, like some of the bands that I like have seen or whatever. And
I don't really want to. I mean, Jupiter Lander. I don't want to slander our name with the bands that I've been in. You know, it's bad enough as it is, but I don't want to slander it anymore. We were on a local CD once, or me and Paul, and actually we all were.
Yeah. Oh, really?
On the same one.
On
the
same. Yes, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Which band?
I can't say.
Actually, Brad did not play on.
Okay, but Brad was in a band that everybody would know on that CD.
Okay, what? Well, spill.
I want to let Brad make that choice. Brad's got to make this a tough.
Come on.
We're gonna poke him around the
bush.
This is gonna be the biggest laugh. No, Brad, it's not shitty. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Art Seizure.
Art Seizure, okay.
And there's another one. Brad was in another band.
I
kind of
liked Art Seizure on there, actually.
What band was he? What other band were you in, Brad, that's on that CD?
Rotten Grandma.
Rotten Grandma. There we go.
Oh!
That's it. There we go. There we are.
Oh,
there
awesome.
We are.
Okay,
yeah, but we can disgrace ourselves.
Now we can, too.
So at
yeah.
one time, you were kind of like Chad James.
Okay. Me and Paul were in a band a long time in high school called Tonic Spasm. If you guys know who that is.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Infamously bad.
I thought you were gonna say something like Yourself Noon or something.
Oh no!
Oh God, hell no!
I was like,
well, I don't know, man. The lyrics and the, you know, we if you're familiar with that, we did Pigster. If you know what that song is.
Okay, yeah. Those were the like songs that I liked on the Moobob CD. There was a lot of really terrible stuff on there.
Well, yeah, I'd like to think that we were one of them.
I mean, at the time, I thought it was really cool, but there's like looking back on it. Well, I, when that came out, I was in like 10th grade, I think.
Oh,
in high
God,
school.
I'm old.
Yeah, so you liked Friend Island?
Well, I, at the time, I thought it was pretty funny.
All right.
It is still pretty funny, yeah. And the best thing is that Godhead Silo did a cover of it.
Yep, that is great. Yeah. Those guys should be really proud. Grant and Grandma should be really proud.
And you, the
Godhead Silo
it
sucks.
Said in parentheses afterwards, Rotten Grandma, R.I.P.
You have to appreciate Godhead Silo for being one of the heaviest bands ever created, though. Frankly, they may not be the best band, but one of the heaviest ever.
I like Godhead Silo a lot.
I don't like them at all.
Well, once they lost their guitarist, they kind of went downhill. But
they suck. I don't know. I can't do that. Those guys are too damn heavy.
They never had a guitarist.
Oh, yeah, you don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, yeah, you quit before the first show.
You're talking to Butt Chuck right here, though.
Oh, I know what's going on.
Wow, so you guys are like really go
scene historians.
Back in the scene.
Yeah, we've been long time scene outsiders for
and
a long
and
time.
And you've
that's generally a better place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's well, happier on that side.
Yeah.
You get kind of snubbed, it's pretty funny.
So and it took a while for like you weren't in any other bands between that phase at all?
No.
Yeah, but Paul was.
Oh, okay. They're not mentionable.
Well, even if they were, nobody would really even know about it.
Okay.
So, you know, Convoy.
Convoy. That's a cool name for a band.
Yeah. You know the song Convoy?
Yeah.
It was based on that. So the name was a beautiful thing, really, you know.
Convoy would be kind of a good name for
Jupiter
Land. But
that's the best thing about the band.
I mean, maybe that's what you should call your first album.
Convoy.
If you ever make one.
Come on, join the Convoy.
I think it's
a beautiful sight.
I'm just reminding you that you should be leery about that first album because then you might break
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly. I'm kind of thinking it'd be the Jupiter Lander mission.
If there is a Jupiter Lander album, it won't be released in Fargo.
Good idea, good idea.
I think that's the key.
So are you, have you guys, like, played out of town at all? Or
Lustrous Grand Forks?
Yeah, we played in Grand Forks.
Right.
Like our second show ever.
Grand Forks?
Huh?
They think he in Grand Forks.
I don't know.
Was everybody from
there.
Fargo was there.
Where'd you play?
At some coffee house, Cosmos, I believe it was called.
Oh, okay.
They told us to turn down like 6 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they've had problems with noise there, like neighbors or people up who live above it or something complain.
For some odd reason, people think they need to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
The Midnight Evils got shut down there, I guess,
really?
When they played
really?
There. Yeah, like
fine
the cops
band.
Came and told them they couldn't play anymore. One of the times they played there. They've played there a bunch of times, and just once they got shut down. So, okay, there's Big Bottom. Now I know what album
you're
listening to. I was like, I thought we were listening to Break Like the Wind or something at first. Because I don't recognize any of the songs that I didn't listen to in high school while driving around in my friend's Pinto.
I think everybody had a friend who had a Pinto in high school.
I had two friends with a Pinto.
Oh, yeah.
The same Pinto?
No, a different Pinto.
Oh.
No,
they
great.
Shared it.
I could choose between Pintos.
That would have been weird.
That would have been weird.
Well, speaking of cars...
sharing girlfriends is one thing, but you don't share your car.
Yeah, you do not share... Well, you don't share your Pinto. That's it.
Speaking of cars... Jupiter Lander is kind of, into the cars, ain't they?
Yeah, Jupiter Lander is into cars. Jupiter Lander has car problems.
Yeah, I got
car
a poor
problem.
Tempo, and the bumper falls off periodically.
I have I got a gift from our bass player, Brad, of a 74 Charger, which decides to run as it will and as it may. It kind of makes its own choices. I like a car with personality, like that.
I've got a car that's got a little bit of personality. It's waiting to be removed one of these days.
Yep.
I get my Comet's got a bad transmission, so.
I don't know. I think everything on that Charger is bad. I'm not too sure. Brad. Brad needs to talk. Brad's got a cool Charger now. This guy's got a cool. You got to get him talking about the stuff he's done to that thing. Man, that's.
We'll go.
Yeah,
on.
He won't even do it. Give him the mic, Paul. He doesn't even say the word.
It's a Charger.
There you have it.
Does it have a smoke screen or anything?
It's got a windshield.
All right.
Yeah, it's custom windshield.
It might even have a hood.
Actually, it's not on there right now.
It's lacking the hood.
It's got
the hood is in my possession.
So it's a work in progress then. Okay. Yeah, is it street legal?
I refrain from commenting.
Because it's not street legal.
Okay. We'll take that as a no. But what other stuff? I mean, I know you guys, the Jupiter Lander has got the hot rod rock kind of influence. What other stuff do you guys like to sing about?
I don't know. Mostly it's about cars and space and drag racing. It's kind of about
it. And big bottoms.
Yeah, and like sometimes chicks. You know, I don't know. Most of the time it's just cars because I can have them.
That's naughty.
Maybe booze.
I don't think there's any booze, actually. I should think about that, though.
Well, so,
would you have another...
Come on, the other Phil has to come.
Yeah, you know, I never have any questions.
Mr. Lee,
I just make fun of things.
You can go ahead, you know.
I'm like Johnny Carson's sidekick.
What is it, Swami hat on you?
Swami hat?
We want to go, if you're done with us, we can go back and hit some more rock tunes for you if you'd like.
Let's try and figure out a couple more things here. We don't want to let you off that easy.
Well,
although I think this interview has gone on longer than a lot of interviews we've had episodes.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Roger knows.
By the way, Roger's a good guy. He's the one that set us up with this. Thanks, Roger.
Roger would say it's about 5 minutes long.
Yeah. Or 5 minutes left, or 5 minutes.
Let's give it
3 minutes.
He's given it 3 minutes, everybody.
Everything with Roger's 5 minutes.
But he's given it 3 now, so it's like,
oh. He put up the 3, man.
Wow.
He's only got 3 fingers.
Everything with me is arbitrary.
3 fingers left.
No reason to it.
So, what's Jupiter Lander's opinion of? I mean, you've been talking about being seen outsiders and all that. What's your general opinion of being a band in Fargo?
I don't know. I don't want to answer all the questions. I think Brad Paul should answer that.
I think in order to be a Fargo band, I think you have to hit a lot of discordals.
Yeah, discordal notes.
Out of tune.
People that can't. Well, I mean, I don't want to.
Sounds like I should start a band.
But you know, it's like. Not singing is a big, you know, the big thing about the sea in this town.
You mean
not trying to hit notes or not trying to sing in key, you know?
It's almost rock.
Well, I don't know. I think this town
not
has been
quite.
Stuck so long in the unsane, gutted silo type, you know, just kind of noise rock, basically.
Do you guys want jobs writing for Yahtzee?
No, thank you.
I'd agree with that.
I mean, I don't have any problem with the bands. I like almost all of them, but you know, I'm a big fan of Mothness. I'm a big fan of Control D. I think they're good bands, but you know, I mean, I can only take so much of the same kind of vibe of music.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been as varied, at least for the last I don't know, probably the last 3 or 4
years. Well, there's not any bands anymore.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
Well, yeah, even in 95, 96, there was probably about 15, 20 bands to choose from at any given time.
I mean, really, who's excited about going to a show anymore? Really, I mean, who's excited to go to a local show anymore? There's not many people that are,
well,
you know?
Unless it's Transporter.
Yeah, Transporter, I'm a big fan of Transporter.
I kind of like the shows that Matt's been doing at the Eagles, actually, and stuff, though. Like, some of the local, like, younger people's shows.
Yeah, you know what?
Some of them
those
have been
bands,
good. Yeah.
Those bands
well,
get a bad rap a lot of times. I think
yeah.
They're pretty cool. There was the one band for a while, there's a death metal band out here. That was pretty cool.
There's a couple of bands that, like, I don't really go for, but at the same time, I kind of like them because, you know, even if I don't dig them so much, that it's kind of nice to see a band playing something different from the usual. At least as far as Fargo goes, maybe it's.
Oh,
not,
I hear
you. Know.
We got to look at how hard it is for these bands to get shows. You know, when we were kids, we had venues to play at too. You know, all these kids can play is like the underground and places like that. It's you know, the Eagles is a good thing. I'm glad that's popping up.
Yeah.
Is that 3 minutes, Roger?
He was. He'll still say three.
Okay, he'll say say three after that. Okay, we're gonna head back then.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jupiter.
Thanks a lot,
Lander,
guys.
Aaron, Paul, and Brad of Jupiter Land.
Thanks for the cigarettes.
My favorite local band, besides my own. You always gotta love your own band, otherwise it's not worth it. You always gotta like what you're doing.
Got a guest.
Hey, Ross. Ross,
he got scared all of a sudden.
Ross Man, the Boss Man, is,
oh, hell yeah,
is here. Filling in.
For Libby.
Ross is my roommate. My newest roommate. He just moved in with my other roommate, Justin, and I. Well, he's been actually living there for a couple of months at least, but officially you were a roommate as of the 1st of July, correct?
Well, Chris moved out, what, 17th?
Yeah, so it was 17th of June, so yeah, basically mid-June you've been my roommate.
But I've been living there on and off, what, since the 1st of May?
Yeah.
Came up for a job, worked for a month.
Not that I'm complaining.
Got laid off.
We figured that out.
We've established that now.
This is the first time I started listening to it again.
Oh.
Stone
Edge.
Excuse me.
So, I don't know. What else do we got to talk about tonight? I mean, Jupiter Lander's here. I mean, so you like Jupiter Lander?
Yeah, I did. I like him.
What do you...
I would go see them again.
Would you?
I'd pay to see them.
Would you go see them if even if Solipsistic wasn't opening for them?
Yeah.
Would you go see him at Ralph's?
Well, I just...
probably not.
I
probably wouldn't go see Garbage at Ralph's.
Well, what about the show on the 17th? Aren't you going to go to that?
Well, yeah. I'll go to that.
Keep your date books marked and
it's not official yet.
17th. We got... Well, it's on the Tree Records website.
Right. They somehow knew about it. They wanted to play at Ralph's.
Well, I did the show for A Set. They're on Tree.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably
okay.
So who's playing on the 17th? Possibly.
Jen Wood.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's kind of Phil music. Phil One music.
I listened to a song of hers on Real Audio yesterday.
Did you
like
it?
I liked it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's pretty good. It's real quiet. Girl singing. But. It's good stuff. I mean, for all these damn girls that are getting into the rock music.
Are you have any more shows coming up that you're
doing? Not really. I've kind of tried to take a hiatus since Aiden because it kind of wore me out doing. I did like 2 or 3 shows, kind of like really fast, and then I needed a break. So I've kind of I'm kind of regretting, I got a phone call from a band called The Oxes, and I never called them back because I was just way too busy, and plus I was broke.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I always lose money at a show.
Right, yes.
And,
anyway,
I never called them back, and I regret it because they sound really cool. So, anyway, listen up, people. I'm going to take a whiz.